Protest against Trumpism, leftists meltdown over president's state visit. By Victoria Friedman on June 3, 2019. A number of British leftists have begun the ritualistic histrionics as President Donald J. Trump arrived for his three-day state visit to the UK, with some calling the president a climate change denier, misogynist, and a warmonger. The most prominent performances of anti-Trump theatrics came from the Labour Party and its London Mayor Sadiq Khan, who wrote on Sunday that President Trump was a global threat. President Trump hit back early on Monday morning, even before touching down on English soil, calling Khan a stone-cold loser and dumb and incompetent. The latest feeble attack from Khan came via a recorded video message in partnership with women's magazine Elle, where he asks the president to rethink how women ought to be treated globally. Sad-faced and holding up a sign reading "Dear Trump," Khan said that President Trump's values are not the same as London's or this country, saying, "We think that diversity is a strength." In response to President Trump's criticisms of Khan, leader of the Labour Party and socialist Jeremy Corbyn made a rally cry on Twitter in support of the London mayor, who has overseen a dramatic rise in crime in his 3 years in office, for more leftists to pour into London on Tuesday for an anti-Trump protest. The far leftist, who will be speaking at the event, said that he would be there to support those the president had attacked in the US, around the world and in our own country, including, just this morning, Sadiq Khan. Fellow Labour politicians David Lammy and Diane Abbott came to the defense of Khan, with Lammy calling the president extreme right and Abbott calling for more protesters to join the Labour bloc. However, not all in the left-wing Labour Party jumped on the hate Trump bandwagon, with pro-Brexit, classic Labour MP for Vauxhall Kate Hoey saying she was saddened by the hysterical reaction to President Trump's visit by some Labour colleagues. Leader of the Remain-backing Liberal Democrats Vince Gable claimed that the pro-Brexit Anglophile President Trump should not be granted a state visit because he is actively working against British interests and damaging the traditional alliance between the two countries. Anti-Brexit campaigner and Labour peer Andrew Andonis said it was shameful that neither Prime Minister Theresa May nor Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt defended Sadiq Khan against Trump, despite the mayor being a member of the opposition party and not sitting in government. The establishment media was also out showcasing its anti-Trump credentials, with Sky News posting video on Twitter announcing he's back while the tiny Trump baby protest balloon, scheduled to make an appearance at tomorrow's protest, floats above London, blotting out the sun. While the babysitter of the balloon, Anna Vickerstaff, who says she organizes on climate and deportation, told BBC Radio 4's Today program that the balloon represents President Trump's violent politics and she believes that President Trump will take time out of his schedule to pay attention, hoping that the undersized balloon will prick his ego.